Salut, c'est Plom pour Rock Dreams. Ce soir, nous allons nous pencher sur la carrière de Susan Vega. Cette chanteuse américaine, native de New York, a voué toute sa vie pour les arts. Si elle a fait toutes ses études dans la danse, c'est très jeune qu'elle commence à écrire ses premiers poèmes et très vite ses premières chansons. À 26 ans, sort son premier album, éponyme, dont on va écouter The Queen and the Soldier.
Someplace before, and slowly she led him inside. He said, I've watched your palace up here on the hill, and I've wondered who's the woman for whom we all kill. But I am leaving tomorrow, and you can do what you will. Only first I am asking you why. Down the long, narrow hall he was led, into her room with her tapestries red, and she never once took the crown from her head. She asked him there to sit down. He said, I see you now, and you are so very young, but I've seen more battles lost than I have battles won, and I've got this intuition says it's all for your fun. And now will you tell me why? Well, the young queen, she fixed him with an arrogant eye. She said, you won't understand, and you may as well not try. But her face was a child's, and he thought she would cry. But she closed herself up like a fan, and she said, I've swallowed secret burning thread, it cuts me inside, and often I've bled. And he laid his hand then on the top of her head, and he bowed her down to the ground. Tell me, how hungry are you? How weak you must feel, as you are living here alone, and you are never revealed. But I won't march again on your battlefield. And he took her to the window to see, and the sun, it was gold, though the sky it was gray. And she wanted more than she ever could say, but she knew how it frightened her, and she turned away and would not look at his face again. He said, I want to live as an honest man, to get all I deserve and to give all I can, and to love a young woman who I don't understand. Your Highness, your ways are very strange. The crown, it had fallen, and she thought she would break. And she stood there, ashamed of the way her heart ached. And she took him to the doorstep, and she asked him to wait. She would only be a moment inside. And out in the distance, her order was heard, and the soldier was killed, still waiting for her word. And while the queen went on strangling in the solitude she preferred, the battle continued on. Thank you.
cette pop proche de la perfection, cette voix d'une douceur infinie, sont la marque de fabrique de Susan Vega. Il n'y a pas de grandiloquence, de décadence. Il y a de la sagesse, de l'introspection, des chansons intimistes, dans le plus pur esprit singer-songwriter à l'image de l'une de ses idoles, Leonard Cohen. Deux titres issus de son deuxième album seront ses plus grands succès. Luca, pour commencer, et Tom's Diner, qui a eu un énorme succès dans sa version remixée par les DJ DNA. Elle n'en touchera pourtant aucun droit, contrairement à la version album, a cappella, que nous allons tout de suite entendre et qui est le titre qui a servi de référence au premier titre encodé au format MP3.
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee. And he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
À partir de Days of Open Hand, la notoriété de Susan Vega est établie. Elle se permet alors de s'aventurer vers des sons plus expérimentaux. Voici Book of Dreams, qui reste dans l'esprit de ses deux premiers albums.
Roll like foam on the
Dans la continuité du précédent album, 99.9 Degrees Fahrenheit enfonce le clou et permet à Suzanne Vega de s'épanouir dans son éventail musical. Écoutons tout de suite Blood Makes Noise. La New-Yorkaise divorce en 1998. L'album qui suit, Songs in Grey, s'en inspire largement. Il s'en retrouve donc plus introspectif que jamais. Témoignez donc de cette chanson, Solitaire.
Black on the red, red on the black, you took up a tired mind. Come and sit down. Try your luck and see if you unwind. Never use your threes and twos, follow superstition. Otherwise you're going to lose. Compulsion makes you listen. Take what's wrong and make it go right. You can weave it like a prayer. Wonder if you'll spend the night playing solitaire. Pull up your luck, you see you almost won. Now wrestle down what you want. Jack on the queen and the ten on the jack. It's a happy repetition. You and your fate in a kind of checkmate. You're your only competition. Take what's wrong and make it go right. You can weave it like a prayer. Are you going to spend the night playing solitaire? Take what's wrong and make it go right. You can
Beauty and Crime est un excellent album qui se veut comme un retour au folk, mais néanmoins avec quelques consonances rock. Voici Zephyr and I. Susan Vega entame une série d'albums, 4 en tout, simplement nommés Close Up, où seule à la guitare, elle réinterprète certains de ses titres favoris dans son répertoire. Loin de faire doublon avec les titres originaux, ses titres se veulent une véritable réinterprétation dans un esprit des plus intimistes qui soient. Écoutez maintenant Caramel.
Won't do to dream of caramel, to think of cinnamon and long for you. It won't do to stir a deep desire, to fan a hidden fire that can never burn true. Your name I know your skin. I know the way these things begin, but I don't know how I would live with myself, what I'd forgive of myself if you don't go.
Au fil des ans, le talent de Suzanne Vega ne s'est pas démenti, et sa voix n'a pas changé d'un iota, toujours si douce, apaisante. Son dernier album, Lover Beloved, même s'il est sorti discrètement, vaut nettement une écoute attentive et n'a pas à rougir des grands succès qui, aujourd'hui, ont déjà 30 ans. Écoutez The Ballad of Miss Amelia.
Miss Amelia, waiting by the window, remembering the laughing in the cafe down below. Once Miss Amelia married a man. She married Marvin Macy. No one could understand. She must have done it for the presents, 'cause she didn't like him much. Even on their wedding night, she wouldn't let him touch. Well, he hung around the doorways, acting foolish with bliss, until he came too close one day. She swung once with her fist. Miss Amelia was a strong woman. She was big and tall. Swung once at Marvin Macy. He fell against the wall. Now Miss Amelia is sitting by the shutters, remembering the laughing cafe long ago. After Marvin Macy had long gone away, a little hunchback came to town, and this is strange to say. Miss Amelia, who had never loved, she fell in love with him. He was a skipping little troublemaker, and still she took him in. And so they lived together and were happy. Simple and it's sad. Marvin Macy returned to town with all the evil that he had. The skipping little hunchback, he was quite impressed. Marvin Macy's history of robbery and the rest. I will not get specific, just let it now be said. There was a terrible fight one night. Miss Amelia was ahead until the little hunchback jumped in on Marvin Macy's side. Everybody all agreed that's the night the cafe died. On any southern afternoon, if anyone would care to look, a face appears inside a house. A terrible face, it is sexless and white. It is dim like the faces in dreams. It's Miss Amelia waiting by the window. Down below, it's Miss Amelia sitting by the shutters, remembering the laughing in the cafe long ago.
Je le disais plus tôt, grande fan de Leonard Cohen, Suzanne a enregistré un titre sur un tribute au chanteur canadien en duo avec John Cale du Velvet Underground. Elle a aussi enregistré deux titres sur un album tribute au Grateful Dead. Elle a finalement participé à la bande originale du film La Dernière Marche, avec le titre Woman on the Tear qui clorera cette émission.
Get your man.